Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download and listen to a podcast from CelticUnderground.net. I'm Harry Breedy and this week it's another Celtic Underground Podcast Extra. This week's Celtic Underground Podcast Extra has the tale from the Celtic Wiki about the Celtic Greys event, which is taking place this Sunday to commemorate the final resting place of James Kelly, Celtic's first ever captain. It's appropriate the event takes place on the 125th anniversary of Celtic's first ever Scottish Cup triumph, a 5-1 victory over Queen's Park on April the 9th, 1892, when James Kelly led the Celts to the first of the 101 major trophies the club has won in its long and illustrious history, the most successful living Scottish football club. The commemoration ceremony will take place at St Patrick's Cemetery, 29 King's Drive, New Stevenson, on Sunday, starting at 2 p.m. And coming up now, we will have the Celtic Wiki telling us all about James Kelly with his tale, Kelly No Celtic. After the Celtic Wiki, we will have some audio from today's post-match press conference with Brendan Rodgers, James Forrest and Elbows McCulloch. Anyway, enough of me. This is me, Harry Breedy, passing over to him, the Celtic Wiki, and then him, the Blessed Brendan.
No Kelly, no Celtic. Another tale from the Celtic Wiki. The merits and faults of the Kelly dynasty that ruled over Celtic Park for so long has often provoked great debate and disagreement amongst the Hoop support. But whatever your views on the reign of Messrs. Robert, Kevin and Michael, there can be no argument that the family's connection with the club commenced with a man who had become an undisputed Celtic legend. The son of an Irish Catholic family, James Kelly was born in Renton in 1865. He was raised in Dumbartonshire at a time when the county was establishing itself as the hotbed of football in Scotland. As the sport began to take seed across the globe, its popularity was already blooming in Dumbartonshire. By the late 1800s, the county boasted several clubs which could legitimately claim to be among the very best, not only in Scotland, but perhaps the world. Unsurprisingly, James Kelly inherited the parochial passion for football. He would make his name as a player with Renton, and was an integral part of the team when his hometown club lifted the Scottish Cup in 1885 and 1888. Renton's reputation was enhanced further in 88 when they defeated English Cup winners West Bromwich Albion and runners-up Preston North End. An essential component in Renton's considerable success, James Kelly had established himself not just as a fine centre-half, but as a genuine sporting star. His high profile and Irish Catholic background made it inevitable that he would attract the keen interest of the famed Edinburgh Hibernian. But the capital club would have a rival and ultimately more attractive suitor in the shape of the newest kid on the block, Celtic Football Club. Inspired by the success of Hibernian, this Glasgow Irish team had since conception demonstrated a fierce ambition. The capture of Kelly was a startling statement of intent. It was a coup made possible thanks in the main to the passion and persuasion of club president John Glass. Born with charity at its heart, Celtic's founders were determined to put both food on the table and talent on the pitch. James Kelly's impact as a Celt was instant, his legacy long-lasting. He would play and score in the club's first ever game, a 5-2 thrashing of Rangers on May 28, 1888. His mere presence among the Parkhead ranks heralded the arrival of a new force in Scottish football. He was box office, a footballing siren capable of luring new players and fans to Glasgow's East End. Without the qualities and personality of Kelly, it is highly unlikely that Celtic's fortunes would have flourished with such alacrity, indeed, if at all. The equation for some was simple: no Kelly, no Celtic. Although professionalism was not technically legalised in Scottish football until 1893, money undoubtedly played a part in enticing this established star to Celtic. Kelly's move provoked anger among other clubs. His former side Renton responded by vowing to no longer sign Catholic players, stating they were not prepared to develop players for other clubs. Once at Celtic Park, it wasn't long before Kelly developed a genuine affection for the fledgling club. He not only recognised the ambition and drive of the Celtic board, but also the huge potential of the club to enhance and enrich the life of the Irish in Glasgow. On the pitch, Kelly was an imperious performer and inspirational captain. He was the rock the early Celtic was built upon. He was composed, unfussy and efficient. Quick of mind and feet, Kelly made the difficult look effortless and simple. He could convert defence into attack in an instant. And although not the tallest for a centre-half, he possessed a magnificent leap, which made him a frequent goal threat. He was exceptional as both a reader of the game and as a leader of men. Alongside close friend Willie Maley, Kelly would help build a club which would become the pride of the Irish community and the envy of Scotland. Kelly was at the heart of a team which would claim Celtic's first Scottish Cup in 1892. He would also collect league titles in 1893, 1894 and 1896, as well as 4 Glasgow Cups and 4 Charity Cups. He played 8 times for Scotland and skipped the national side against England in 1893. James Kelly retired from playing in 1897 at the age of 32. He made 139 League and Scottish Cup appearances for Celtic and scored 11 goals. Away from the game, he had invested wisely the money that he had made from playing and owned several public houses in Blantyre. A respected member of the community, he served in various public offices, including as a Justice of the Peace. Following his retirement as a player, Kelly almost immediately became a director of the club and would serve as chairman from 1909 until 1914. His service as a board member would only end with his death in 1932. As a player, chairman and board member, James Kelly dedicated more than 40 years of his life to the Celtic cause. The achievements of everyone from Jock Stein to Brendan Rodgers have been built on the foundations he helped to lay. The Celtic support should never forget. No Kelly, no Celtic.
Next win.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed watching the team today. I thought that collectively they were outstanding, played the sheet very, very well. I think the crowd enjoyed it. I think they can see and they're starting to really understand now what we're doing. That if you're playing against a team that's sat in a real low block, it's very, very tough, especially at the beginning, to break that down. But we showed patience in our game, we showed quality, walked the ball really well in tight spaces. Then we got the goal. Our only disappointment today was defending the counter-attack. The goal that we conceded, we can be better in. In the main, our counter-press and everything that I'd want from a team, playing with that lovely little arrogance and charisma with the game, and always looked exciting, looked like we could score goals. And defend it in the main very, very well. So yeah, that was a great day all round. Good 3 points and happy.
After getting Tom Rogic back in midweek, how pleased was it to see Musa back on the pitch?
Yeah, it's just trying to get some game time into some of the players' legs. You know, like Sir Tom been out for a while, so he gets a period during the week and today, and you can see his qualities. Musa, like you say, has been out for a little bit, but comes back fresh and gives us a great platform at the top end of the field. Young Abui Kawasi, just developing him, and every single minute he gets on the pitch here at Celtic Park gives him greater confidence, and you've seen that in his little period that he had. I've got a fantastic squad, all fighting to play. I've got some players not even in the 18 that are not involved, but like I say, the players are full of confidence and playing very well.
Is the task we must have been to get him fit and ready to go for the Rangers game? Is that looking scared
for him? Oh, no, he'll be fine.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, in terms of getting him in peak condition.
That would be nice. Yeah. I think, as I said, we'll have Lee back training as well on the Tuesday. So, just having every player. I think what was key for us, like once we'd won the league, was to look to get to that game in the best condition that we can. And we made changes. Okay, the result in midweek wasn't quite what we'd wanted, but I still got a lot from that. And then today, again, you see the dynamic of the team, the quality and the confidence. And so we'll recover now and get ready for Ross County and look to focus on that game.
You seem to join in with the demands for 10 in a row from the fans in the corner, Brendan. Are you buying into their dream of that?
I was just stretching my fingers. Ronnie, you asked me two things. You normally ask me who's fit the next game, and I was, it was a great day for us. And like I say, it's been a fantastic week having won the league. Committing me the next 4 years of my life to here. There's no hardship. It's an incredible club to work for. And but like I say, there's much more to do here, much more to achieve. And there's a lot before there's ever 10 in a row mentioned. So the supporters are happy. They enjoy watching their team. And I was applauding them on that.
That's obviously their aim, isn't it?
Of course. They've been singing it since my first day. Since I came in here, I wondered what they were singing. But that's their aim, and it's my job to try and help them achieve that.
Would you like to see more goals from Forrest going forward, Brendan? Got on the score sheet today. Maybe the one thing maybe he started his game.
Not really, no. Not really. Well, you look at his numbers. Look at his numbers this season and his assists. For a winger, if you're getting any double figures, then you're doing really well. It was nice that he scored a header. Showed great bravery at the back post. Getting in there, that's the job. His job was the winger to create and score goals. And yeah, it was a nice little header, getting him inside the box. And if you look at his numbers over the course of this season, in terms of scoring goals and assists, he's done remarkably well. And it's only going to get better.
Is it getting to the point in the season yet, Brendan, where if you don't complete it unbeaten, you'd be a tad disappointed?
Not really, Scott. I'm very proud of what the team has achieved up until now. You know, we want to keep developing each game. Up here, of course, in particular, those last five games are tough games. You know, you're playing against when the split comes, you're playing against obviously the teams at the top end as well. So that makes it even more difficult. But I can't ask any more. I don't think the team can give any more. I think you see the quality of the football today, and as I said, that charisma and how they're playing and how they're working and fighting and pressing. And I can't ask any more. You know, if we manage to go into each game, we're prepared, we're ready, and we go in to win, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Brendan, there was a major food bank collection at the front today. Did the charitable side of the club play any role in your decision to extend the contract, or is it all about the playing side of it?
I think it's Celtic as a whole. You know, it's what Celtic represents. I know what the club is all about. You know, there was many factors in terms of me wanting to stay here. Obviously, my job is to lead the football side. But I'm fully aware of, you know, the history is why this club was set up. You know, Celtic was set up to help those in need. And if you look at it to this very day, it's still doing it in days like this here. So it's never forgotten its roots, never forgotten why it's the great club it is and why it's respected worldwide. And as I said, it's a real privilege and an honour for me to manage it here, and thankfully have a chance to help the club grow and push on in every element, and I lend myself to every part of the club to do that. Okay, cheers. Thank you.
No, a bit of shock. I never scored a header before, so it was good to get a goal and obviously score a header as well.
You even scored one
boys'
football?
No, I think under 17s I maybe scored one before, but apart from that, I've never scored one. So I'm delighted with the goal and the header and obviously the 3 points.
Brendan, pleased with the overall display, especially after they
get
back to
1-1? Aye, no, definitely. It was credit to the boys, like Kilmarnock sat in and made it hard for us, but I think the way we played the game from start to finish, like, even when they scored, like, we just kept doing what we were doing in the first half, and then we got our reward in the last 20 minutes and we scored 2 goals.
Did it make a difference
with
Musa back there later in the game as well, giving you that full
2 points? Yeah, no, definitely. It's good to have your big players back, and he's been really important to us this season. So, no, it's everybody's buzzing that he's back, and yeah.
What was the reaction amongst the boys, James, to manage extending his contract?
Aye, no, obviously we just heard yesterday when it happened, and obviously we're all delighted because there's a few of us that have signed a new deal this year, and for him to sign the same kind of length as the rest of the boys, it just continues the buzz about the place just right now, and as I said, we don't want to stop there, we want to keep going.
Did he say it to you, or did you just hear through?
No, just heard yesterday, like, when I left training, and but obviously it just continues the buzz about the place, and all the boys are happy, and the coaching staff are happy as well, so we just want to keep doing what we're doing on the pitch and keep winning games.
Does it excite you about what you can achieve under him, knowing
now
that he's
kind of
long-term future?
Yeah, no, definitely, like, when he's come in, it's kind of been perfect up to now what's happened, but he's always working on us on the training pitch and that as well, and he doesn't just want to stop there, he wants to continue, so I think that's good for everyone involved at the club, and the players and the staff and the fans as well. So it's been a credit to work with him so far, and hopefully we can continue that for years to come.
In terms of Dembele, is it just the ideal time to get him back
for
the Rangers semi-final and trying to get through the season
unbeaten? Yeah, no, I think we've got 7 league games left. Six league games left, and hopefully 2 cup games. But yeah, no, it's obviously no matter what time of the season you get your big player back, or big players back, it's a bonus to the squad and a boost. And as you said, I think it's the right time that he's back, and we've obviously got one more game before we play Rangers in the semi, and all the boys will be ready to go.
Okay.
Great, thanks.
Disappointed after getting that equaliser, not to.
Yes, definitely. Celtic obviously first half passed the ball a lot better, had a lot more possession, but the game plan with pace out wide and up front to try and choke it up a little bit and hit them in the counter attack, but just wasn't to be, so we changed the shape a little bit. Celtic's first goal deflection, so feel a little bit for Freddie and goals. Then we get a deflected goal, start to gather a little bit of momentum, and then we switch off for a set play. That's the most disappointing thing of the day to day for me, is the way the second phase of a simple free kick, it's just sloppy mentally. But other than that, even Celtic's third goal was a deflection, come off the post, can go anywhere, but no real complaints. Did we deserve to win the game today? Absolutely not. So, but maybe in another day we could have stolen a point, so to speak.
Well, see, I did disappointment as the top 6
is going. Yep, we weren't really looking above us or below us. We're trying to sort of concentrate on ourselves, and to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you how the scores have went today. It's just all about, and we said that after the game, it's about getting back in Monday and getting better daily as individuals and as a team. So some good games still ahead, and some important games still ahead.
Is the first goal the real killer? Because if you'd have kept it
0-0
longer, you may have had more
of
a chance.
No, because we've equalised, and when we equalised, we were at the best spell of the our game. We were actually getting it down and passing it. I thought first half we had a fear factor as individuals and as a team. Celtic are obviously a very, very good team, and their shape caused us slight problems at times, but I thought with a little bit of momentum getting when it went to 1-1, and then the sloppy goals has killed us. And once I get the third, then it's just trying to keep the mentality. So delighted to put Will Graham on. He's only 17. It shows intent for the club. It shows that multiple bleed youngsters into the first team because he's deserved it for the attitude that he's shown. And it's a great experience for the young boys that's in the team as well, that are playing weekly, to be playing in front of 60,000 and playing in front of such a good players that Celtic have got.
It's a good experience for you as well. Do days like that make you want to do this
earlier? It's a great experience for me. Coming here, it's the first time I've came here as an interim. So, yep, I've enjoyed it. I will enjoy going down and learning off such a good manager that Celtic's got, and I'm quite friendly with John Kennedy as well. So, I look forward to going down there and have a beer and try and pick their brains about different ideas.
You had to make quite a few changes. You made quite a number of changes today. How happy were you with the people that came in? What that bodes for the future?
Yep, the young ones, three young ones that have come on, all under 20s, one of them 17, as I mentioned, and we had somebody on the bench today that's still at school, so we were happy that it was Easter holiday so he could train this people, to be honest. So it shows you what a young squad we've actually got, and but that's what the club's all about. That's the philosophy of the club. It's bleeding the young ones in and finding the right time to do it. And I think today was a perfect chance to get some young ones in the team to see what it's like coming to arenas like this. I think it worked and it's good for them. And I congratulated them after the game.
Tell you a lot when they come into an atmosphere like this.
It was a test of character. It was a test of character, even for the experienced players. It's not an easy place to go and play football. Delighted for them. Happy with the second half, but all in all, pretty disappointed with the first half.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me.